95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, man, how the hell are you?
What's up?
You know, this, that, the other thing.
She's talking to my daughter in Michigan. She said it's 19 degrees.
Whoa! So that damn groundhog or whatever it is, what's the thing that predicts the weather?
I never paid attention to that.
Yeah, said it was going to be no more winter. So
did it?
It lied.
It does lie.
A foul creature.
It does. And I said 75. She said, shut up.
L.A.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
No.
Give me five.
Yeah, songs with of in the title, and then we're going to add an F. Tomorrow is going to be off. So
well, let's not get confused.
We can
do tomorrow.
Go ahead, get confused,
today
people.
Is of.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Songs with of in the title.
People are dumb on
fact,
the show.
Yep.
One American dollar on the show.
Oh, I have a one American dollar for you. I came across something you should be able to get. Yeah,
so all right.
Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Comedian Paul Rodriguez will join us along with Fraser Smith.
Very funny Paul Rodriguez and the always classic Fraser Smith here. About 4 o'clock, right?
Yep. Talking about our Kevin's Blue Shirt Comedy Night, which is tomorrow night.
Yeah.
At the Laugh Factory. Who's Naked Now on the way?
Naked Now.
Pornhub is now not welcome in Texas.
I know. That's a reason to leave Texas.
And
another one.
$4,500.
Woo!
In the KLOS name game, which we're going to play before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Mammoth WVH. I'm all right. Listening to that a lot driving around. Do you have a song you're listening to? A new song you're listening to?
I know right now.
Oh, well, throw that one on.
That's a good one, yeah.
Start driving around with that.
I like it. KLOS presents the OC Hair Metal Meltdown. It's Friday, June 21st at Honda Center, featuring Great White, Slaughter, Quiet Riot, and Vixen. It's an epic night of rock. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. at HondaCenter.com.
Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, okay.
I love you.
Mine says different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, wherever.
Here, you know what? I think you're right.
Okay. All right. KLOS listeners can access the pre-sale, which started today at noon. So you just use the word metal if you'd like to buy those tickets.
Do that.
And you can also win your way in by listening to Heidi and Frank.
Hey, by the way, I have a very important question for you. You might be able to answer this for us.
Who's naked now?
Do you have an answer to this question?
I do.
Oh.
Who's naked now?
I'm a little afraid. But.
Boyfriend used a nude sauna with his female cousin.
Oh.
His girlfriend is furious, but he doesn't see issue with it.
That's fine. We just get naked, sit there in the sauna, talk about you and how stupid you are.
Talking to Reddit, a 30-year-old man explained that he had gone on holiday with a few friends and a few cousins.
I was going
to
guess in his teens. 30, huh? Okay.
On several evenings, the group made it to the hotel's facilities and went to the sauna.
Yeah, they did.
Which is nude.
Wait, so this is a hotel that allows a nude sauna?
Yes.
A lot of them don't.
Well, I think they're all nude, but a lot of them are men only or women only.
Gotcha.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But in Germany, where this guy is from.
Oh, Germany. Oh, well,
they have
everybody's nude
both.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. After returning home from his trip, he mentioned the sauna to his 28-year-old girlfriend, who instantly became irritated.
I was sitting in there with my cousin. She's pretty hot.
She thinks
big deal.
It's weird of me to go to the sauna with other females when she's not around.
Well, you know, I think that's a fair thing to get a little upset about.
She said she doesn't think I should see other women naked.
See them.
It appeared that she was specifically grossed out by me being naked in the same room with my female cousin.
She sounds like the uptight one. I don't know what her problem is. Dump her. Go out with your cousin.
She's going to sauna.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I know it's not sexual.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand that.
Can be.
That
kind of
nudity
generally
is not sexual in a sauna.
Yes, yes, theoretically.
How hot is the cousin, though? Pornhub blocks access for everyone in Texas.
Oh, that's so weird. I'm on Pornhub right this second, as usual.
Because you don't live in Texas.
Hell no.
If you live in Texas, you want to access adult content, you have to find a new provider because Pornhub has blocked access to people in the state.
I heard about that, and I think it's awful. It's just awful. It's cruel and vicious.
A court has upheld a law which requires users to verify their age. Although it is a pretty dinky way of verifying your age.
Oh,
it says, are you 18? You click yes.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, there's no way around that one.
Right. House Bill 1181 was passed by lawmakers requiring adult websites to use reasonable age verification methods such as an ID. or something like that.
Right.
And so Pornhub said, all right, we're just going to block all of Texas.
So that just shows how much people are going to want it. I mean, they must be up in arms, sans their prawn.
I would think so, too. If only there were other sites.
Yeah. There's no other way to get any.
Let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. I believe somebody who's happy about this is Carl Drakeman, the chairman of Texans for Decency.
Ooh,
Carl.
You're damn right I'm pleased. You're damn right I'm happy. Because we should ban all that damn filth that comes in through your telephones and your computers.
Right
into your eyes and ears. And it's ruining the fabric of our country.
Porn?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's destroying young minds. It's destroying the fabric of the nuclear family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we should ban it all. And I'm glad it's not here no more in Texas, because we're one last spout of dirty filth coming out now.
Excuse me?
Wow. You don't feel like you got a little overboard, though?
Not at all. Okay. I don't want to be turning on my computer in my home and saying, hot milk stepmom. Ooh, look at me. I'm stuck in the dishwasher. I can't get my hair out, and my butt is in yoga pants sticking up in the air. And, I wonder, how you doing, stepmom? I'm your stepson, and I'm coming home from a hard day of football practice. And I'm all sweaty, and my hormones are surging through me. And now look at your stepmom behind up in the air just beckoning to me, calling me, saying, Carl, come here. Take a big bite of my stepmom butt.
That is extraordinarily specific. Is this one that you saw?
I don't need that. I don't need it. Nobody needs it.
You don't
Nobody
need
it. Nobody needs to see, we're two cheerleaders for a professional football team, and now we're changing in the locker room. And what's this? A tub of butter? How's this getting here? I got a handful of butter. I better wipe it on your skirt. Well, don't do that, because then it'll slip right off, because slippery skirt's full of butter. Get a little slippery, and then they fall off. And the next thing you know, all kinds of things nobody's meant to see is showing. And then you just can't believe it.
You all right?
Sort of making it appealing.
I'm better now.
Tomorrow night, we're doing Kevin Ryder's Blue Shirt Comedy Night, and it is at the world-famous Laugh Factory. And we have a great lineup. Kira Saltanovich, Jeff Garcia, Jamie Kennedy, and in the studio with us now, Paul Rodriguez and Frasier Smith.
Nobody famous, so they dragged me out here, you know?
How are you?
Say hello to all the people stuck in traffic. Honk your horn for me,
honk.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hanging out with Frasier Smith, it's a new low for me, but, you know, I can only climb up. I can only climb up.
Well, I'm his gardener. So far, that's working out.
It's a topsy-turvy world, but it's always great to be on KLOS. I'm glad this is the only station that doesn't claim to be the house of La Casa del Rock and Roll.
Well, it does claim that.
Yeah, we're going to have to strike that, I guess. Yeah.
Go ahead, Frase. Be funny. I'll be ready to watch.
Okay. You're going to be here a while.
Paul, I want to ask you about driving for Richard Pryor. That is a crazy story.
Wow.
Well, it was very brief, and actually I got fired. He fired me, you know, and I got fired in the nicest way. Mitzi Shore at the time, you know, when I auditioned for her, she put me in the parking lot. So I'm in the parking lot there, and I remember I almost quit.
Instead of being a comedian, you mean?
Well, back in the day, you would audition, right? And she accepted me, and then she put me in the parking lot, and I remember being upset. I said, this is racist stuff, and I almost fucked up. But Harris Pete, a guy that used to be the doorman, says, come here. He goes, actually, it's a very, very good job. You know, all these stars that come in, you know, when they hand you the keys to their roles or their fries, they want to get to know you. And it exactly happened just like he said. I remember... Pryor had a Corniche Rolls Royce, and I remember him coming in, you know, new comic. I was all nervous, you know, it's Pryor. And he said, where's Quentin? Quentin was the guy that ran in. I said, well, it's me now. He goes, what's your name? He got to know me. You know, he goes, you know this is a Rolls, right? And I go, yeah. Like I've ever been in one, you know.
Right.
Be careful. But he gave me the keys, and a few minutes later, somebody said, hey, he wants to talk to you. I thought it was the way I parked it, you know. But he wanted me to go down to two guys from Italy. I don't know if you remember that liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
To get him a pack of Marlboro Reds, right?
Right.
He gives me $100, and I said, well, it's going to be a while because I got to run down over there. He goes, take the car. And I go, what? And I hopped in, and I'm driving.
You got in the Rolls and drove it on Sunset?
Dude, I'm driving this Rolls on Sunset. Man, talk about a chick magnet, you know? I had like four hookers before I got to the place, you know, hanging on the bumper. So I went over there very nervously. I walked in. Everybody stares at you. Not who's driving the car, right? So, you know, I got two packs of Marlboro and a lighter. And I hurry up and I park the car and I run back. And he says, my car's got the hubcap still. You know, he's doing a racial joke. And I go, no, one's missing. But, you know, he was so cool. I gave him the two packs, and then I counted down. I think those cigarettes were like $4 maybe at the time. You know, I was counting, and he said, "Keep the change." And I said, "It was $100, Mr. Pryor." He goes, and then he has expletives. Ain't nobody ever tipped you. I go, for me, you know, I just wanted to, it's $100. You know,
that's not a tip.
That's
right,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But he was generous like that. So I did that for a couple of weeks, and a few later, about a month or so. You know, Mitzi says, go to such and such a place. I won't tell you where the house is. Go over there, and he says he needs a runner. You know, so I go in this house, and I drove him around for a little bit, and then...
How long's a little bit?
Yeah.
5 years.
5 years, all right.
Maybe two months, maybe.
2 months, yeah. Okay.
Two, 3 months, and he one time, he says, you're fired, and I got all upset. He says, look, you don't need to be driving me. He goes, you need to be on stage.
Oh, nice.
You're very funny.
Oh, that's
cool.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah,
Well, a lot of the big comics started out in the parking lot, working the parking lot at the Comedy Store. That was kind of a tradition.
I didn't know that was a thing.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, back, you know, I hated the... It was, let me see, you know, it was the Howie Mandel, the Dice Clays, there was a clique of us, you know, all expecting to get a hit. And I remember how we got the...
What was the time frame then?
Oh, man, we're talking about...
Early 80s?
Early 80s? Yeah. Because I got to the Air Force in 79. So it was around that time.
Were you hoping for the hey, get on stage sort of thing? I mean, you know, because you had...
Well, that's what you
everybody
did.
Everybody did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So,
you know, somebody didn't make it. I remember at the time there was a guy named Bobby Aguayo. I hope you're listening, Bobby. I have your respect.
I remember Bobby.
Danny Mora. These were the two Latinos, the gatekeepers, and both nice guys, you know. And so what happens, any comic that would come in late, you know, whatever, boom, they put you on.
All right.
Oh, that's great.
That happened a couple of times for me, but it happened one time when Pryor was there and some other people were there, and he, you know, I didn't even know he saw it. I did my thing, and the next day he fired me. He goes, you know, you're stand-up. You don't need to be driving me around. He goes, I'll get some other Mexican.
You know, Louis Anderson did his first Tonight Show, and he really killed. And he came back to the Comedy Store, and the tradition was you'd watch it on the outdoor patio TV, right? And everybody watched his set.
You know, back in the day, you really weren't the comic unless Johnny Carson said your name.
He was the king,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It had not to demean the Tonight Show now, but it had tremendous power.
No, yeah, sure, of course.
When I did it, you know, the very next day, it was like being baptized. I mean, you were a comic. Every comic in the country knew you were a real comic. There were a lot of guys that never did it, but they were still comics. But there was a very exclusive club at the time. And when he mentioned your name, and I got to sit down with him just like Prince.
That's pretty rare.
Insane.
Yeah, that's rare.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Wow.
And what happened with Louis was the guy, he did his set. It was huge. And Carson loved him. Yeah. And then he was at bad. They were watching it on the outdoor TV. And this guy came running around. And Louis thought he was going to give him congratulations. And he goes, would you move your car, man?
my thing is, I ran home and I told my parents. I said, oh, I got the Tonight Show. And my dad says, what time does that come on? I said, well, it comes on around 12:30, Dad. I won't really be on until around 1 o'clock in the morning. He goes, try to get a show with some people are watching.
You know?
I didn't mean anything.
Come on, Dad.
No
yeah.
idea.
I didn't mean it. You know, if you weren't on Telemundo, you weren't... You're wasting your time. And of course, I inquired, did they see it? And back then, you know, you had to have a recorded.
Sure.
I forget what those big old contraptions.
Yeah.
You know, and he denied it. I didn't see it. You're trying to get on Senor Merv Griffin or something. You know?
Senior Merv.
But it was like a
restaurant now.
Rite of passage. You know, I remember seeing Roseanne's first shot. Who else? I remember just about all of us that were in that, you know, were hoping to...
Drew Carey.
Oh, yeah, well, Drew Carey was way after.
Did your parents like what you were doing?
Yeah.
Did they realize you had made it?
No, they didn't realize that till Norman Lear came into my life. He just passed away not too long ago. He gave me a big, big check, mucho dinero, and I ran down to Casa de Cadillac here on Ventura, and I bought my dad a diesel Cadillac. They were the worst cars, by the way. Right. And I drove it to him, and I parked it, and I wanted him to say he was proud of me.
Of course.
Come on, Dad, yeah. I bought you this. And he said, you're selling drugs, you know?
What were you doing?
Yeah. Were you
selling drugs? Dad, not every night. Not every night. Once in a while. What the hell? But he said, get it out of my driveway. And I told my mom, I said, look. And I showed him. I said, Norman Lear, they don't know who that was. Hmm. And because working at the Comedy Store, you'd see stars, right? And I'd go in the morning. I'd go and tell, John Lennon was there. It didn't ring a bell,
Wow.
Barbara Streisand, people that would show up, And I remember one time having dinner and just mentioned, anybody famous? I said yeah, Cal Worthington at the time. Cal Worthington was the guy that, go see
and
Cal.
His dog was there.
Everything.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, my dad turned to me, he goes, what? He was there? I said, yeah. Did you talk? I said, hey. He goes, and he turned to my mom. He said, Maria, maybe we're wrong. The boy just met Cal Worthington.
The spot recognized him.
It's so weird what was important to them.
Had that sitcom, AKA Pablo, right?
Yeah, that lasted for a half hour. But those eight episodes and
AKA canceled.
Back in the day, Mad Magazine put me on there.
Back in the day, to me is like the pinnacle.
That's
right?
Pretty high. Yeah.
They didn't say good things about me.
No, they never do.
That's a good thing.
But I remember back in the day, there was only three. The alphabets. There was no Fox. It was ABC, CBS, and NBC, and I got canceled with a 28
point. 28 share?
Yeah, the Super Bowl gets something like that, right? It got canceled. Back in the day, there was only three.
That wasn't good enough?
Channel 34. Yeah. No, man.
Wow.
And I remember Norman, God bless his soul, he called me. He goes, someday, America will be ready for that. And of course, America was. But by that time, it was George. And George Lopez, show. I watch it.
Yeah.
It's okay, I was first, but that don't mean a damn thing.
You were the pioneer.
Yeah, Christopher Columbus was first, and he died of syphilis in the Dominican Republic.
I mean, that's good point. Good point.
Yeah. But I got no regrets. I've had my share of shots, and I'm alive. I'm above ground. I'm having a good time. I got a great kid. Life is good.
His kid is a superstar skateboarder.
Yeah, P. Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is. He's just, be good to your kids because that's our 401k plan. he's a great kid. And
did you really say to him, if you don't win, you got to go to college?
Actually, my son, the X Games were here in Los Angeles at the time, and then he told me it was going to be a skateboard. I had no respect for skateboard. I don't know what that was.
Your dad all of a sudden, right?
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like, comedian.
I figured, oh my God, I'm going to have a 32-year-old guy living in my house, smoking my pot.
Right. I think comedy's a bad career.
asking me for money, and it turns out that I'm living in his house, smoking his pot. It's God's way of punishing me. But it doesn't really matter what your kids do, as long as it's legal, hopefully, and as long as they're enjoying their life. When he came to me, he said it was going to be a skateboard. I mean, who knew? I remember he said Tony Hawk wanted to take him out on the road, and to me that was just child molestation. I said, Tony Hawk, man, that's a chicken hawk, But look at I thought I didn't have no respect. I didn't know there was money in it.
Who would think that?
Well, that was sort of the beginning of being able to make big money.
And then Nike signed them, and
right.
I would be off in Australia or someplace doing a picture, and people would say, do you have a kid that skates? And I go, yeah, everybody's kid skates. But I didn't associate that with there wasn't the internet. I didn't associate that with
fame.
Money and that. And then Nike signed them, and he called me very proud. Dad, I got my own shoe,
signature. Yeah,
the merch was huge. Yeah.
That's pretty great.
That's awesome.
I'm not trying to be funny. I said, what kind of Keds? What did you get? what are you putting your name on? A marker? And he's on the 17th shoe now. Nike has him pretty much the standard for that. I mean,
that's pretty great.
He does so well. I always think that God allowed him to succeed just to show me what a lousy parent I was.
Apparently, you're a pretty good parent. Multi-millionaire.
All right, we need to take a break. We have some tickets to give away.
Yes.
Them all away.
Yeah, come on.
Paul
Rodriguez. Come on out tomorrow night.
Yes, it's tomorrow night at the world-famous Laugh Factory. We'll give
the
away.
The show will be in English.
Do we have two or three pair?
We got three pair.
Three pair.
Button. Yes.
Starting with caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Hello, KLOS. There are a whole bunch of you on the phone. Please say hi to each other.
Hey, how are you?
You guys all win.
Yay!
You got two tickets to see Paul Rodriguez do some comedy.
Not just me.
Tomorrow night. No, I know.
Other humans as well.
Jamie Kennedy, yes. Jeff Garcia, Kira Sultanovich. All going to be there tomorrow night with Fraser Smith and I. And congratulations.
You guys want a carpool down there?
Yeah.
Hell
yeah. All right, hold on, everybody. We'll get your info. Don't go away.
We have Fraser Smith in the studio
hey,
with
Fraser?
Us and Paul
yeah.
Rodriguez
hey,
as
Paul.
Well.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good to see you.
It's good
Listen,
to see you,
people,
too.
I'm not the only one on the show, man. We got Kira, what is it?
Sultanovich.
Kira Top. Kira Top.
Kira Top. Kira Top Sultanovich. Yeah.
We got Jamie Kennedy. This mm-hmm. dude is
Jeff Garcia.
Wow. Jeff Garcia. This guy is... hilarious. He's in the movie, you know. He plays.
Jeff's in the movie. Yeah,
yeah
Paul's got a new movie coming out.
So do you?
Yeah, what's the
new
one?
C-SPAN. It's a
C-SPAN.
It's a movie just for people who have nothing better to do.
Love Governor.
What is the movie? Do you can you tell us?
The Holy Hustle. Yeah, I got
the Holy Hustle.
It's an independent movie. It's taken me about 2 years to put it together. You know,
wow.
Paul plays a priest. Yeah, that's a stretch.
That's a stretch, and seeing how I'm not even a Catholic. I don't know what I am, but anyways, I have Jay Moore. Jay Moore steals
Love
it.
Love him.
He's
great
hilarious.
In the movie.
I just put him in so I can get Laker tickets. And I have
anyone can get him.
Yeah, right. I have Luis Guzman. You know who that is. This,
yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
This guy's you know, years ago we met.
He's Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo.
Oh, nice.
Gary Busey without a helmet. He's in it without a helmet.
Wow.
That's always dangerous.
Esparza. Felipe Esparza.
Mm-hmm.
We have black people in it too.
Really?
Yeah. Harry Spears.
Oh yeah. Harry Spears.
We Jeff Garcia. I put everybody who would work for free. I put them on there. And that was a long list, I'll tell you.
Speaking of, you just said we have black people here. I heard a story about you during the riots, and I have to hear about your sign that you put up on the outside of your house because it's one of the funniest things I've ever
Paul
heard.
Paul Rodriguez in the studio.
He grew up in Compton, by the way.
We're in Compton. I've come from Mexico. We're migrant farm workers. Really, I never met an African American. You know, there's Latinos that are dark, but I never really have. So my father's looking for an affordable home for all 12 of us, and it's Compton, right? 1968, Dr. King gets shot the next day, you know. We don't know the issues. We don't know who Dr. King was. The place just erupts with violence, you know. And I was right in the center of it in Willowbrook and El Segundo. And, my dad was afraid. You know, he says, make a sign saying we're not white, you know. I couldn't even spell it, you know. I put, we know why. We know why. You know what, you know. But you know.
Where did you put it? Did you hold it up? Did you put it in the house?
My brother, you know, we got to defend ourselves. It's Fort Apache, right? You know, with a shotgun, whatever. You know, we're on top of the roof. And, you know, people are, they're burning everything. And a lot of them were my friends, you know. It was a Ralph Bunch of... And you know, my friends, I remember telling my friend, hey, give me a pair of shoes. I'm going to burn down Kenny's store. I never feared, you know. I made ready friends. You know, Compton is a terrific place. I went to school with Kenny Landro, one of the greats from the Dodgers.
Dodger great, yeah.
And so many of them, you know, not everybody.
That sign is still on his house, by the way.
Not everybody's a gangbanger. You know, there's this really good people who, for economic reasons, have to live in. And crime-ridden areas, you know. But when we moved out, the crime went down. And it was at first really hard. But, you know.
What's it like with 12 kids moving to
the
new city?
I'm the youngest. They weren't kids. Some of them were married off, but they would come to visit. And you know, we, it was, you have to learn, you know, you got your swag. You have to learn how to talk fast, you know. I remember.
It was your first gang.
I used to buy a... bean pies from the black Muslims, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know they could make pies out of beans, right? So they go, say, little Mexican brother, I want to buy a bean pie, and I remember it was delicious, and I told my mom, I said, Ma, this is made out of beans. She goes, oh, that's impossible. I said, well, look, taste this.
A Mexican mom said that, really?
So you learned a lot. You know, now Compton is arguably probably more Mexican than black now, you know.
Is that right?
Very possibly. They just asked me to be on their Christmas Grand Marshal, whatever, which I'll accept. You know, I go back to
them. I did it last year, yeah.
You did, yeah. I remember. They told me. You were in a bulletproof vest.
That's right. That's right. Wearing that, by the way.
Fraser Smith from the hard streets of Burbank.
There you go. Straight out of Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks. But, you know, I remember going back to my high school, and at the time, Oprah was doing a show called celebrities in their high schools. It was Heather Locklear, myself, and I remember going back to Dominguez, and I was live with Oprah, and the people are sleeping, everything, to her credit, she put air conditioning to the high school,
wow,
that's cool. Yeah,
for a long time, nice, they thought I did it, and I didn't deny.
No, you did.
Take the credit.
I have important people. I talked to.
I'm not going to argue with you.
No, yeah.
But
I'm buying it too.
But if you would have told me that because it wasn't my radar. Being a stand-up comic was so far from what I wanted to do. Basically, just getting out of the Air Force and not be shot was an accomplishment in Compton. But I look back at it and it's really the things that you chase in life. Most of the time you don't catch it. Somehow things that chase you, because I didn't, when I was in the Air Force, I heard Freddie Prinze had died. He was my all time hero. And I remember sobbing for him. And my idea was to get out of the Air Force, go to Hollywood, find this guy and write for him. I said, with my jokes and his looks, man, the chicks is going to flow. he died. I was stationed in Iceland in a remote website. And I remember literally crying for someone that I never met, but well, I loved him. I loved it.
He's your hero.
He was the only one that I could relate to.
Yeah.
And when I got out, I just came and I found Frazier Smith, and love was instant.
We're still enjoying that.
It's weird.
So tomorrow night at the world famous Laugh Factory, it's going to be Paul Rodriguez, Jamie Kennedy, Jeff Garcia, Kira Sultanovich, Frazier Smith, and myself.
7:45, guys.
It's going to be fun, people.
It is fun.
LaughFactory.com.
Not even burning none of this material right now.
And it's powered by your SoCal helpful Honda dealers. You can get tickets right now.
Yes, you can.
So please do.
We're trying to buy an iron lung.
Please come out. We'd love to see you.
Trying to buy an iron lung for Frazier Smith. I need that. I said Will Smith. Yeah.
LaughFactory.com.
I'll slap the heck out of you.
It's going to be fun.
Paul Rodriguez, thank you for coming by, and thank you, Frazier, for hanging out with us.
Good to see you guys. Love you guys.
Only the smart people listen to
that. K-L-O-S.
K-L-O-S-A. Oh, hey, what the hell? Feedback, baby.
Yeah, that hurt.
You know, that means we should buy some better equipment, and we can do that with this cash I got right here.
I need dollars.
Unless you take it.
I'm sorry.
Unless you win.
We're going to buy new equipment with this dollar?
Yes. I'm hoping you would, buy something that doesn't feed back or have a buzz in it.
I don't think that's possible.
Like where when Frazier's talking.
Yeah, we've tried that.
The internet has all your answers. If you want to know anything, you just go to the series of tubes and you ask Jeeves and they give you the answer.
That's Jeeves.
And the internet has spoken on the 10 greatest rock albums of all time. And I got to tell you, every single one of these 10, we play something from. So this seems like an easy
buck
for you.
There's so more than 10,
there's a couple more that have been released. But this is the internet, man. This is opinion of the people.
Yeah.
And clearly, they know what's up.
You say we play all of them?
We play something
from all of
every
them.
Single one of these albums, yes.
Okay, I was going to say,
and which is pretty amazing, actually. Just means we rule.
Yes, it does.
So you get
my first guess.
Six guesses
is Appetite for Destruction.
Appetite for Destruction from GNR is number 8.
Yes,
on the big list.
Got one. Don't owe you a dollar.
That's right.
It's all that matters.
You still have my dollar from yesterday when I didn't.
I do.
What the hell was the question? I don't even remember what it was.
Let's see. Top 10 albums of all time. Rock albums.
Albums of all time, according to the internet. The series of
Hotel California
by the
has to be on
Eagles.
There.
You would think.
What?
Darn fine album, but
what?
The people of the internet do not agree.
Hotel California. Did you hear me clearly? What?
I'm shocked.
How's that possible?
One American dollar, by the way, is brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel in California. Spend one American dollar at Yamaval. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaval.com.
This list is stupid.
I'm going to go ahead and cue up the bell, though, because I bet you'll get the
Dark
next one right.
Side of the Moon.
Yeah, that is number one.
Yes.
Boop, 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 boop. If you'd gotten it, we would have. Don't we do you win immediately if you get number one?
No.
We're going to do that from
we
now.
We talked
on.
About it before, but we never agreed on it because we lost interest.
Well, you're getting closer to this lovely $1 bill.
Never mind.
By Nirvana?
Yeah.
The internet agrees with you. One more and you get this buck, baby.
Don't call me baby, first of all.
Says in the contract right here, I have to call you baby.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Computer. Nope, you say we play something from every one of them.
I'm going to say Paranoid.
Paranoid. That is one of my, that's one of my first favorite albums ever as a very small child.
Fantastic.
My sister was blasting in another room. I'm like, that's that. I like it.
Hand it over.
That was it. Oh.
It's not on the list.
Ozzy dissed.
Come on.
Unbelievable. That's one. You got one more guess, man. You got to get it right.
I have one more.
Yes, sir. You've got five guesses. One more. You'll get it.
I'm thinking.
I'm going to go on down here to the winner bed.
I'm thinking Green Day, American Idiot. That's not my guess. It's not my guess. I'm thinking Boston. I'm thinking Rumors.
Dude, a lot of things going through your mind right now. That's pretty amazing. What other are you thinking? Pornhub?
I'm going to say.
Thinking about your account in Texas.
Are You Experienced?
Oh, Mr. Jimi Hendrix. His pals. That is like, I mean, if that's not on the list, we should just tear it up.
Right.
So I guess I better.
So I won? What?
No, you. Wait, I hit the wrong one. You win. Yeah. Woo!
So it was on the list?
It was on the list.
Wow.
And so was the one you came near, Radiohead OK Computer.
Oh, that was on there?
Yeah, and did you say, what was another one you said, you just mentioned?
I said Rumors.
Yeah, Rumors
was one
number
of
number three.
Considering. Wow.
So any of those you would have gotten.
Let's hear the top ten.
Number 10, Beatles, Abbey Road. You ever heard that one?
Sure.
It's a good little album.
Sure.
Yeah. Radiohead OK Computer, which I play in the middle of the night from time to time. GNR, Appetite for Destruction. Beatles Revolver. Jimmy, you got there at the end. Are You Experienced? Who's next? You know, they weren't actually peeing on the cover of that album.
Is that right?
They weren't able to, so they had to go up and pour water. Isn't that funny?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I only recently heard that. Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Bowie, number four, according to the internet. Rumors from Fleetwood Mac, Nirvana, Nevermind, and Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
All right, so I win.
You win! You got a dollar! Let's not play anything from any of them right now.
Give me five.
Yeah, just hand them over.
Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme.
And today...
Today's theme is of.
Actually, it just occurred to me earlier.
OF.
Yeah, OF.
But we're looking for of, I believe.
Yeah, of, yeah.
Tammy gets us started from Glendora with Owner of a Lonely Heart.
OF. Good one, Tammy.
We are looking for songs with of in the title, and Harry Haven says of Wolf and Man, Metallica.
I like that. It starts with of.
Well done.
Not a lot of those. You can hit us up. We are at Kevin and Sluggo or 818-955-KLOS. Here you go, Harry Haven.
Kevin and Sluggo?
Yes, we're doing Give Me Five songs with of in the title.
I've got one. People of the Sun by Rage Against the Machine.
You know what's weird is we actually, for a guy named Kirk right here, have Renegades of Funk. It's up to you which of those two get played.
Do Renegade.
Done deal.
Heard you.
Yeah.
LOS, hello. It's Give Me Five.
Hello.
Hey.
I'd like to make a request for the Five at Five.
Please do.
Let's hear it.
In the Still of the Night by Whitesnake.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Missouri bill aims to let more people age 70 and above drive school buses. What could go wrong?
Wow.
Last week, the Missouri House of Representatives passed a bill aimed at relaxing the requirements for those 70 and older to work as school bus drivers.
You know, I remember my high school bus driver, the brand new AC/DC album was out. I don't remember which one it was. And he was first day of school blasting.
Really?
Like, he looked like the dude Otto or whatever from Simpsons.
Oh, from Simpsons, yeah.
And that's the kind of bus driver you want, man. I don't know what you kids are doing back there, but stop it.
Yeah, I'm not positive. That's great.
Man.
Its goal, according to the press release, according to the bill, is to address the state's school bus driver shortage while simultaneously giving Missouri's senior citizens greater opportunities to spend their golden years carting around other people's snot-nosed kids.
Let me ask you, would you want someone?
No! No! Their rules now are that if you're 70 or above, you have to get a new driver's test every year.
Right.
To drive a school bus.
And I hate to say it, but I think that's fair.
Yeah, agreed.
I totally think it's fair.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Everybody that's under 70 has to do it every 3 years, but then once you hit 70, so they're moving that number up to 77.
Wow!
So people that are from 70 to 76 have to do it every 3 years. What could go wrong?
Absolutely nothing.
Well done, Missouri. Time for what we learned. I actually won one American dollar.
You did. Well done.
Guessing four of the top 10 greatest rock albums of all time.
And that was according to the intro web, the series of tubes. They were actually correct for a change, for the most part.
I mean, for the most part.
For the most part.
Pornhub is blocked in Texas. We talked to a lively little fella about that story.
He was very excited about it all.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
Now I got to get out of here. I need to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
The name game.
The name game. The what now? What is this? A little game you want to play?
$4,500.
Woo! Hell yeah.
We will take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Money, money, money. Let's give away some money. What do you think?
Let's do it. $500. KLOS, who is this?
It's Mike.
Mike, you're caller 25.
Oh, cool. I can't believe that.
You get to play the KLOS name game for $4,500.
Ding, 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 ding.
We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character. What do you got?
I should tell you, by the way, the last couple guesses, Mike, were Foghorn, Leghorn, and Uncle Sam. Those are wrong. What do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear.
I have no stupid comments for Yogi Bear.
Oh, I have that. Unfortunately, I have that sound.
That's a horrible sound. Damn it. Even your dog is mad.
Do you need help with your dog?
No, I know you.
Chihuahua. Oh, well, there you go. I got one of those, too. I know how it is. Right on, man. All right,
try again next hour.
And it'll be worth $4,600.
About 10 minutes away from Gimme 5 Songs with Of in the title.
O-F. O-F. Yes. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, and... Let's play it, shall we?
Let's play the name game.
All right.
It is worth $4,600. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
The name game, the name game.
Sing along at home, won't you?
And take our cash.
Take our money.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Debbie.
Debbie, you're caller 25.
Yeah.
I'm always telling Kevin that. Be quiet.
You are caller 25. Oh, you get to play the KLOS name game. We're up to $4,600. And we are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
I don't know if you heard, but the last couple of guesses were Yogi Bear and Foghorn Leghorn. And those are wrong. So what do you think for $4,600? Okay. The correct answer is...
So I'm
going to
go with... Super chicken.
Super chicken.
What a great guess.
Super chicken.
Yeah, right? He's got to be a total jerk to not love super
Who
chicken.
Who doesn't love super
and
chicken?
And the last thing in the world super chicken should ever get is a... Oh,
sorry.
Buzzer sound. Boo.
Sorry. Thank you for playing, though.
Well, I'll try again.
Yes, do. And it'll be worth $4,700.
Between 5 and 6. Gave away $4,700.
I would love to do that. Make that happen.
818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25.
The name game.
Oh, you should play. Why don't you ever play the name game?
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
David.
David.
David, you're caller 25.
All right.
Who's there with you?
Oh, my girlfriend Yadira.
Yay!
All right.
As you know, we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And David, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Super Chicken and Yogi Bear, which were wrong. So for $4,700, who do you think we're looking for?
Let's go with Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker.
Does your girlfriend agree?
She was the one that was her idea.
Oh, all right. So she gets all the money, right, if it's right?
Are we going with Woody Woodpecker?
What was yours?
Mine was Flash Gordon.
Listen, you got to have have one answer.
Yeah. So which one?
I know. Okay. Let's go with Woody Woodpecker.
Oh. Incorrect. I'm sorry.
Nobody said that one yet, right?
No.
I'm not positive about
I have no
that.
Idea. Yeah. They go in out of my head right away. But you know what? You guys, you're awesome. Play again tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck. Tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
$4,800.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono got married in Spain at the Rock of Gibraltar on this day in rock in 1969. Can't really call it this day in rock, but this day, and you will definitely remember it. In 1982, Buckner and Garcia appeared on American Bandstand to perform the song Pac-Man Fever. The Eagles launched their Long Road Out of Eden tour at the O2 Arena in London on this day in rock in 2008.